This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. It's going to be war documentaries, right-winger groups. Do I have a golden microphone plans like Rush Limbaugh and Wild Hogs? And I guess I'll even take some calls, 877-377-4373. Speaking of Wild Hogs, you should never lead off an hour with this kind of talk, but I do this all the time. Why? Because it interests me. So I've seen these videos. Now, I need to clarify something for you animal lovers out there. I'm an animal lover myself. Hogs in Texas are an invasive species. I realize that feminists are invasive species everywhere. Not quit, seriously. Hogs are an invasive species, and they are a nightmare here. They destroy everything. They wreck. The damage they do around here is crazy, and they breed so fast. They're like rabbits. You can't get a hold of them. They can, no matter what they do, they can't get a hold of the population. There are places you could just go massacre these things, and they want you to try to save the local population. So I've seen these videos that you can, at night, get on a helicopter with thermal optics, night vision, for you non-gun types. You can get on a helicopter strapped in, hanging out the side of it with thermals, and they'll fly you around some Texas ranch, and you can murk hogs out the side of the helicopter. And I was talking to my youngest son, Luke, this weekend, and he says to me, "Dad, this is real?" And I said, "Yeah, it's real." And he said, he could tell he was thinking, and he said, "Why haven't we done that?" And I'll be honest, I didn't have a good explanation. I can tell you this. Within the next year, the Kelly family, we're going to go save Texas for some hogs. What, Chris? Is it expensive? Why do you automatically think about money and ruin everything? What is it, Chris? Oh, can you look up how much it's going to cost? I didn't really think about that. Can you find out, please? And could you find a discount code or something? What is the point of you if you can't find me a discount? Learn how to save some money. 877-377-4373. Mike, Mississippi. Mike, do you have hogs down there that need shot?
No, because we can hit the broadside of a barn, bro. We don't have a problem with hogs. You Texas boys need to learn to shoot a little better. But anyway, happy Independence Day to the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. I have to tell you today, because we know you don't work holidays, and you won't be there Friday either, because anybody that burns their fingers on the outside of a deep fryer, they don't stand a chance against the inevitable fireworks war that's going to happen between two teenage boys, which leads me to my question. If you're going into a fireworks war, what is your weapon of choice? Is it the old default standby of a gross of bottle rockets? Or is it a handful of 10-ball Roman candles?
Oh, there's no question it's the bottle rocket. Look, why did Philip II end up uniting the Greek city-states? When I say uniting, why did he end up conquering the Greek city-states? You know who Philip II is? Alexander the Great's father. His name was Philip II. And look, Alexander the Great was amazing, huge fan, you know, all these things. But you want to talk about somebody who had, look, if you were going to be a world conqueror like Alexander the Great was, you can't possibly be more set up than he was because of his father. You know about the Greek city-states, the Athens, the Sparta, Thebes. You know about these places. These are famous places everyone knows about. They were city-states who had fought each other, sometimes united, sometimes fighting each other forever. And then there was Macedonia. Macedonia was thought of, they were thought of as pretty much barbarians by the Greeks. That's what they were thought of. Well, Philip II, there are great books on Philip II, I should note. Philip II, he was
a king,
the king of Macedon, and he ended up starting this incredible army that included cavalry, light cavalry, heavy cavalry, all kinds of things like that. That one of the main reasons Philip II was able to conquer all the other Greek city-states, one of the main reasons, I know it sounds crazy and it sounds simple and it sounds stupid, but it's true, is, you know what a phalanx is, a Greek phalanx, you know, they sit there with the shields and the spears and you're bashing into each other and you're stabbing each other and things like that. Philip, Macedonia had a bunch of trees. They were famous for their timber. Philip came up with a longer spear. And I know it's crazy. It sounds so dumb. And when you say that, people think, well, why didn't everyone else come up with a longer spear? Philip came up with the concept of, hey, if they're having a 9-foot spear, why aren't ours 20 feet? You know why? Because range matters. Range matters a lot. I want to be able to hit them before they can hit me. If we're about to have a good old-fashioned fireworks war, and kids, don't you dare do this. This is dangerous, and I don't want you to participate in any of these things, and I would never participate in any of these things. But if I was to ever participate in any of these things, which I would never do ever, and I never have done in my life ever, bottle rockets, baby. Bottle rockets. Why do I don't want a knife. I don't need a knife when I have a gun. And I don't need a handgun if I have a rifle. You know why? Range. Range is underrated. I don't care how tough you are. If I can get you before you can get me, it's null and void. Jesse, what's your take on the Ken Burns, The War? For those who don't know, Ken Burns did a World War II documentary called The War. He said, putting aside Burns being a commie piece of trash, I watched this a half dozen times. I found it fascinating listening to those who were actually there and with their families. His name is Steve. I actually really enjoy Ken Burns' The War. It's not my favorite World War II documentary by any means, but I thought it was really well done. Look, Ken Burns, yeah, he's a worthless commie piece of trash, and I wouldn't really consume anything he does modern day. But when Ken Burns makes a documentary, he makes a good one. Ken Burns' Civil War documentary, it's one of the greats. I bet I've watched it 10 times, and a lot of people don't like the Civil War, or they don't think they like to learn about the Civil War. I would encourage you, if you're not much, that's ancient history. If it's not really your thing, go. You'll find it free somewhere. It's always streaming free somewhere online. Go check out The Civil War by Ken Burns. Very, very well done. Very even-handed. Dear King of Analogies. Is that me, Chris? Am I the King of Analogies? Rush Limbaugh had the iconic gold microphone. Oh, pause on that. You know that Glenn Beck, do you know he has Rush Limbaugh's gold microphone in a case? How sick is that? I was up there hanging out with Glenn. This is last year or something like that. And he showed me, he's got all kinds of cool history stuff. He knows I nerd out on that. And he takes me over to the entryway and he has Rush Limbaugh's gold microphone all encased, like it's a crown jewel in a robbery movie. How sick is that? Anyway, have you ever thought about getting a really cool microphone that you could brag about all the time, all while looking super awesome while doing it? Well, I don't think. Look, here's what you don't want to do if you do radio, and I'm just a dude, right? I'm not anything special, but you don't want to try to be Rush Limbaugh. You just have to be yourself. Rush Limbaugh was so influential and so great for so long. That's really an underrated part of it. It's not that he was great. He was great for a long time. A lot of guys are great for a show or a year, and then it falls off, gets boring. Rush Limbaugh was awesome for the longest time. And so because he was the one, you know, the best, guys who do what I do, many have tried and flamed out and failed because they tried to be him, but there's only one of those guys. If I got a gold microphone, it would look like I'm trying to be Rush Limbaugh, and I can't. I'm too stupid. Everyone knows that. I am smart enough to have Pure Talk, though. Are you? Or are you still paying Verizon? You know, tomorrow's Independence Day. Do you think AT&T shares the values of America? You think they're all about freedom? Or do you think they were all about Black Lives Matter, Pride Month, all the other garbage that goes on? I know I don't ever have to stress about my phone company, ever. I never have to worry about waking up one day and seeing a big rainbow flag on a Pure Talk ad. I just don't. Pure Talk loves this country so much, they only hire Americans. American customer service. How amazing is that? And when you switch, your bill gets cut in half. My bill got cut in half when I switched from T-Mobile. Now's the time. Tonight's the night. It's Independence Day. Well, about to be. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It's time to switch to Pure Talk. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and great call on the music, Chris. I don't know that there is anything more American than Hall & Oates, baby. Hall & Oates is the ultimate American band. All right. I promised some calls, and I've been pretty negligent on that. 877-377-4373. Leroy, Brooklyn, go.
My name is Aaron Leib Rosenzweig, Brooklyn. If that's, I don't know if you mean me or not.
I can't understand what you're saying. Ray in Ohio, go.
Jesse, Democrats, they got all these terrorists in the country. What if they're setting Donald Trump up on this? Let him take the office and see what he does to set him up for way past his election and for them to take back over and try to finish their job.
Well, look, I'm not sure exactly where you're going with that, but there is something that you should mentally prepare yourself for now. I'm sure you already know, but if Trump wins in November, if he pulls this thing off, he beats Joe Biden or Dome or whoever happens to be the nominee in November. You remember what it was like last time. The constant agitation, propaganda, media, endless propaganda, kids in cages, riot after riot after riot after riot, new agitation after new agitation. Well, I want you to think about communism like an infection, right? Because that's really what it is. It's an infection that slowly but surely works its way through every part of the body until it kills you. Well, we've just had, after Trump's 4 years, we will have 4 years of Joe Biden. So as bad as it was for Trump the first time, it will be several times worse the second time. And you need to accept that because for the last 4 years, that infection has been getting deeper and deeper and deeper in the bones. Look, it's bad. It's so bad now. Some of the things we're hearing, this FBI whistleblower, have you seen this? They're flat out asking people, according to this whistleblower, they're asking FBI agents, you know, you want to get promoted. Are you a Trump supporter? Are you someone who stands against COVID mandates? The rot is into the bones. I am not trying to pour cold water over anyone's excitement. I am, however, trying to prepare you for what is going to be. It won't be anything like we saw last time. It'll be so much worse. And we are going to have to be so much smarter and sharper and ready the next time. I don't know if we're there, but we better get there because it will be worse next time than it was last time. That's a fact. Dear America's Dad, I can't seem to find anything out about the Proud Boys other than what the left calls them. Can you shed some light on this topic? Okay, so I'm not a Proud Boys expert, but I do know a little bit about a little bit. One, It's just a group of dudes who originally started, just normal dudes, just like you, just like me. They started as informal security because everywhere anyone on the right went, especially if you were going to a university or maybe you were going to give a speech in San Francisco or someplace like that, you always had to deal with violent communist street animals hurting you, throwing things at you. So they became what was essentially a security force, nothing nefarious at all. So if I got up and gave a speech at Berkeley, you can imagine how well received that would be. If I got up at Berkeley and I gave a speech and the people were screaming and yelling and throwing things at me and everything else, well, how am I going to get to my car afterwards? How am I going to get to my car? Maybe they're going to stop me. Maybe they're going to try to hurt me. This group of guys would just escort men, women, whoever it was, to wherever they were going. That's all it was. It was simply a patriotic group. They ended up, of course, because of that role, they ended up in several scraps with the commie street animals, the Antifa, Black Lives Matter types, and whatnot. But whatever you've negative, you've probably heard about the Proud Boys, and I'm not the world's expert. I'm not. I've never heard a negative word about them inside my circles at all. Are there going to be turds in there? Of course. Are there going to be dirty feds in there? Of course there are now. Now that the feds have essentially turned them into a domestic terrorist group, there are going to be feds in there for sure now. But the Proud Boys itself, that's really all they were. All right. Jesse, I'm wondering if you ever had sashimi, cold raw fish dipped in. No. I can tell you no. The answer is no. All right. Nobody likes fish. It's time to stop pretending. All right. Nobody does. Stop pretending. Stop lying. What do you say? What do you say when you eat a bad piece of fish? What's it taste like? What's it taste like? Fishy is what you say. Well, that's weird. Why wouldn't you want it to taste fishy? You're eating fish. Is fish not a good flavor? You don't like fish. You like how fish is prepared. I like fish in my special beer batter. Yeah, the beer batter's good. You could beer batter a jockstrap and it would be delicious. No, you don't understand, Jesse. You've never had my red snapper with crawfish etouffee poured over the top. No, I know. Crawfish etouffee is amazing. The fish still sucks. You like a bland piece of meat that's been seasoned the right way. You know what a piece of beef needs? Salt and pepper, if that. Same with chicken. For some reason, fish needs all these miraculous things done to it to make it edible. And even then, when you bite into it, you gotta cross your fingers and hope and pray it doesn't taste like fish. You're only cheating yourself. You're not cheating me. All right? You're only cheating yourself. You're not cheating me. Now, if we're talking about a fillet of fish at McDonald's, that's different. All right? That's totally different. That's high-quality American dining. Other than that, gross. 877-377-4373. And don't forget to sign the pledge. Remember, IFCJ, they're over there on the ground putting in the work for people, supporting people with housing, medical care, bunkers, fire systems. I talked about this. There are places in Israel, they don't have a fire department to call. When the fire starts, you're getting missiles freaking shot at them every day. When the fires start, if you don't have a way to put it out, it eats everything. So how do you support? What do you do? Well, just go sign a pledge. They don't know that anyone over here supports them because our media all hates them. Maybe just go sign a pledge. Show them otherwise. Supportifcj.org is where you go to sign it. Supportifcj.org. All right? We'll be back.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Do not forget, you can email me while I'm gone. I'll be back soon, very soon, before you know it. Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. Of course, I'll get back a couple more calls here in a minute. I'm going to answer this one, though. Hi, Jesse, the gun expert. I'm not a gun expert. I know a bit about a bit. There are so many dudes listening, and ladies, honestly, anymore, who know a lot more about this stuff than I do. I'm a 71-year-old woman who lives alone. and I decided I wanted to be able to protect myself. I bought a Glock 19. I took a private lesson on shooting and gun safety. That's good. It's a good start. My question is, can you recommend a holster to use for concealment? I like to walk for exercise, but the area I live in is not very populated. Most of the houses are not used year-round. There's some construction traffic. I would rather conceal my gun than open carry it. Any suggestions would be appreciated. Her name is Grandma Karen. How about that? All right, Karen, let's talk. First, may I just say this? You need to figure out where you're most comfortable carrying it. Depends on what kind of walk you do. But here's one thing I really, really, really love for ladies. I love this. Honestly, for dudes too, depending on the situation. They have really great, I know you're going to make fun of me. They have really great fanny packs now for carry. They're made, when I say fanny pack, shut up, Chris. When I say fanny pack, I mean it's a fanny pack that is made for carry. And it won't look like a holster. It really won't. It'll look like you're wearing a fanny pack. They have chest rigs for dudes, but I don't know that would be comfortable for a 71-year-old woman. But a fanny pack, the beauty of a fanny pack is, shut up, Chris. No, you can't get it in 80s colors. You just go find out how much it's going to cost us to go hog hunting. Anyway, a fanny pack, the beauty of it is it keeps the weight and the friction on your hips, and your hips are strong. That's where you want that weight and that friction to be. It's not that a Glock 19 is super heavy, but for a 71-year-old woman, 17 in it, it's gonna add some weight. Put a fanny pack on. It won't work for a Glock 19, but I'll tell you, my wife, she's been, you know, I've told you she's a workout freak, but she always carries, wants to carry something on her. She's been experimenting a lot with for people who jog or whatnot. With jog shorts, tighter shorts. They have wonderful concealed carry shorts out there for ladies now. Chris, you should see it. Chris said, how? They have they're a little thicker, and they have a thicker padding inside of your leg. And essentially, you can put on some tights, like tight shorts, and your weapon, it's a holster made for it. Your weapon goes into the outside of the tights, and then you put looser shorts on outside of them. So you're out there jogging. Ladies, I know it's summertime. I know you sweat. And don't lie, you dimes. I know you like to look hot when you're out there. So you want to do little short shorts. And I just want to wear a sports bra. And all that stuff's fine. But you can still carry. Ladies, I'm talking to you specifically. I don't care whether you're 12 or 92. This country is full of predators. This country was full of predators before we opened up the border to every barbarian on the planet. How many news stories do we talk about every night? And I know, not in my area, not here, Jesse. I'm in rural Tennessee. Not here, Jesse. I'm in Idaho. Ah, Jesse, that's only in New York. No, they are shipping these people to small towns and small communities all over the country. And even if it wasn't for these people, there are domestic predators all over the place. You need to carry a weapon on you at all times, ladies. All times. Please. I know I sound like a dad. I'm sorry. I am a dad. There are men in this society who look at you like prey. You know what? That story of Lake and Riley out of Georgia, that dude stalked her for days, watching and waiting. Pray. That construction site you're walking by, you don't know who's working there. That apartment complex you're walking by, you're jogging by, that house you're walking by, jogging by, you don't know who's looking out the blinds. You don't know. Carry something on you, please. And something else. Gosh, I sound like such a freaking old fogey dad. I know you like to listen to music. Everyone does when they're out jogging. And I'm not telling you not to. Do you see, if you're watching on the simulcast, you'll be able to see. If not, it's fine. You can just look them up. You know they simulcast the radio show. You can watch me do it. I don't wear these big earphones because I hate having things on my ears. So I have these over the ear These are actually called, what are these called? Aftershocks, but I think they're not the only brand. They're not expensive at all. They're called bone conduction. Essentially, nothing goes on or in my ears. I don't have any earbuds in, but I can still hear the sound because it presses on a certain part outside of my ears. What's that mean? I could go right now for a jog or a walk, and I could listen to music the entire time and still hear somebody driving up on me, running up on me. I know you just want to look hot and put your little earbuds in. I'm on a jog, listen to Justin Timberlake. Well, congratulations. The guy's right behind you and he's coming for you. You need to become more aware and you need to carry a weapon. And practice with your freaking weapon. Ladies, Mantis X is there for you too. You know, I talk about Mantis X because so many of the pros use Mantis X. Green Berets, Marines, you know, they know about Mantis X. Because you could just practice anywhere, everywhere, in your office, in your home, wherever you're dry fire practicing. But ladies, especially if you're new, now it works great for the seasoned shooter too, but if you're brand new, I know it can be intimidating. I've gone through this when I was teaching my wife how to shoot. The range is intimidating. It's loud. She doesn't know what she's doing. She feels dumb. Mantis X, you're practicing in your living room with feedback. Practice with your weapon. Everyone's got 20 minutes this weekend. Everyone's got 20 minutes. Set aside 20 minutes and practice, please. Get a Mantis X. They'll deliver it to your front door and practice, 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 please. MantisX.com. It's the kind of thing that'll save your life, all right? Joaquin, Pennsylvania. Go, boss.
Oh, hey, Jesse. You know, the only thing I can say is this. Well, you know, we always talk about communists. I still only get mental references about Nazis. Someone calls you a Nazi. You can picture, you know, a jackbooted, swatch, you know, armband wearing uniform, you know, loading people into railroad cars and going to concentration camps. But when you talk about communists, there's just no mental reference to it.
Well, that's because our education system's a disaster and no one stays on message in this country. Daniel in Pennsylvania, go.
Hey, how's it going? So, I have a theory about Biden, and I'm going to get to my question. My theory is that he's going to resign at the convention and let Kamala Harris become president. My question is, Trump going to have the coattails to carry some of these senatorial candidates across the line, such as McCormick, Lake, defeat Pester, defeat Brown in Ohio? Is he going to have some of these coattails, not only in the senatorial, but in the congressional seat?
That was a little fuzzy. It must not have been calling from a Pure Talk phone. So I'm not exactly sure what he was saying, but he was worried about down ballot races, the Senate and the House. This is something we don't talk about enough because we fall in love with the top job. We always talk about the White House and the presidency and Biden and Trump. But if Donald Trump gets elected, he's going to need a rock solid House of Representatives. Bob Good would have been nice, but he ran him out of there. He's going to need a rock-solid House of Representatives. He's going to need a rock-solid Senate. That's why I don't want J.D. Vance to be his vice president, and I think he might be. It's because I love J.D. Vance. The Senate sucks, and J.D. Vance is the man, and we're going to need people like J.D. Vance in there to push the agenda forward. Can we drag some of these people across the finish line? I don't know. Look, in Arizona, as of right now, it doesn't look great for Kari Lake. If you're a Kari Lake fan, right now it doesn't look good at all. It really doesn't. I don't know what to say. We need Pennsylvania. We need a lot. Remember, we have a Sun Belt and a Rust Belt thing going on. We have the Arizonas, the Georgias of the world. And then we have Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's really where the presidential race is going to be won or lost. Michigan, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. That's a fact. All right? All right. We are going to talk about just a couple more things, and then it's time for Independence Day. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show, and then it's fireworks time, baby. It's Independence Day. It's time for fireworks and wieners and family time, and it's just going to be awesome. All right, let's Let's do this the way only we can. Will, Colorado, go.
I'm going to be opening my second restaurant. I got a giant menu. And for the opening, I want Steve from Manhattan. Go, Pat, go. Go, Pat, go. Go, Pat, go. Go, Pat, go. Go, Pat.
He did it. Paul, Alabama, go.
Jesse, I just want to know on July the 4th, Independence Day, are you going to be cooking the world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers for you and your family?
You're daggone right I am, Paul. And I'll be honest with you, I've got a new little wrinkle I've been doing. So I told you I got that Blackstone griddle. That's the one I bid on at the silent auction that I won, and I didn't know I was going to win, so I had to drop $300 on it. Anyway, I got this Blackstone griddle. It's a nightmare keeping that thing from rusting down here in this swamp, I should note. But either way, I got this Blackstone griddle. I make my world-famous Jesse Kelly burgers the way you know I can, but I've really grown to love making them with Texas toast. You can buy loaves of Texas toast. It's just thick white bread. That's all Texas toast is for you people who aren't down here in Texas. It's just a super thick piece of white bread, and I drop the Texas toast on there with butter, toast that bad boy on both sides. What, Chris? What? A brioche bun? No, Chris. Gosh.
Why are you gay?
Not having brioche with my burger. I'm having Texas toast or regular buns. I'm not having brioche. Gosh. Chris, have you heard about the male vitality stack from Chalk? No. Listen, what? I'm trying to explain something to you. Chris, 90 days, a male vitality stack from Chalk. You take that for 90 days. That's a 20% increase in your testosterone levels. You will never, ever, ever suggest to a man that he should eat his burger with brioche ever again. I don't even know what brioche is. It sounds Italian. Either way, Chalk.com, Chris. Promo code Jesse. We always want to get you to save some money. You get a discount for the lifetime of your subscription. So you'll probably never have brioche again in your life. You'll never have any desire for that once we get those T levels up. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Just look, or look, call them. You're sitting over there by the phone. If you want to call them, that's fine. 50-CHALK-3000. Whatever you want, Chris, the ladies are standing by to help you. Okay? Jesse, are crawfish boils not one of the greatest food events of all time? Spicy, salty, Cajun goodness. Wash it down with a... Okay, most people don't know about crawfish boils. Just know if you're ever down south, Louisiana does them really, really well. Texas does too, at least my part of Texas, because we have so many people from Louisiana here. Go to a crawfish boil. Trust me, you will enjoy it. Jesse, I love Clarence Thomas, but if Trump wins, he'll be 80 at the end of Trump's term. Would it be best to have him retire so we can get him replaced, even though it won't be an absolute legend like CT? Well, Clarence Thomas is our greatest living American. I agree with you. Look, I agree with you. And that's the debate we have. Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she really, really, really screwed the Democrats bad by hanging on as long as she did. And do you remember how embarrassing the media got about it? Ruth Bader Ginsburg was falling asleep in speeches. She was 9,000 years old. Very clearly, she was about to kick the bucket. And they started doing these infomercial, these bizarre infomercial type things on her where they would show her working out. I can't believe how young and vibrant and healthy she is. And it was a really creepy, just very obvious thing of, please don't die, Ruth. Only she did die. She died. And that's part of the reason why we flipped the Supreme Court. 87 years old. The last thing in the world I want is to lose Clarence Thomas. And especially because apparently we can't replace the guy. We pick all these new judges and they just, look, they're right on a lot of things, but they just suck so much of the time. They suck. It's awful. Yeah, I think he should probably retire. I say that as the biggest Clarence Thomas fan in the world. If Trump gets elected again, honestly, maybe Alito too. We need to make sure we keep that court. Think for a moment at all the things we would have lost if we didn't have the Supreme Court. In fact, here's a fascinating mental experiment. Go back to 2016. Give Hillary Clinton that election. What does the country look like? That Chevron case never gets overturned. Roe versus Wade never gets overturned. If Trump was on trial, his immunity came up. You know those dirty communists would have ruled that they can throw him in a dark cage for the rest of his life. Without that, where would we be? Where would we be? Something, right? Jesse, if Biden or one of the other proposed nominees were elected, would you take your family and flee the impending disaster and fall of our great country? No. I'm not going anywhere. I was born in America. No matter what happens here, I intend to die in America. I am going to go down with the ship if we are going down. I believe it is part of my role in life to fight for this country. And so I'm not going anywhere. And remember, if you're one of these people who looks around you and you think all is lost, maybe you need to move. I know we're in trouble, and I know how bad Biden is, and I know all of our problems. We talk about them all the time. There is so much good still in this country. Millions and tens of millions of people who want exactly what you want. They want good things. They want to raise good families. They want to live in good, safe communities. And people are getting involved now in making that happen. When I first started doing radio, it was 6 years ago. Honestly, this month, 6 years ago this month. How about that, Chris? 6 years ago this month, started doing radio. And we used to talk all the time about getting involved and running for school board. And we would never hear from anybody who was doing it. Now, it's all the time. People are stepping up and waking up and getting involved. Are we going to save all of it? No, I actually don't believe that. I don't believe all of it can be saved. The rot is too deep. We can save huge portions of this country. No matter who wins the election, I'm not going anywhere. Now, all that said, remember tomorrow, with all the fireworks and the wieners and the family and the everything else, we're all going to go enjoy tomorrow. Remember tomorrow that we are blessed. We are so blessed to be here. And even if Joe Biden gets reelected and everything does collapse and all that, even if all those things do happen, I still have lived 42 years in the greatest country God ever gave us. My kids have had a wonderful life, at least so far, because we were born in the United States of America. It is a blessing to be here. Don't forget that and remind family about that tomorrow, okay? You have a happy Independence Day. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.